Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the lead-off spot, the second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second, the third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth, the catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Waslowski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Waslowski. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting third, the center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth, the catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waslowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Waslowski fires to first and picks off Cardenal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaHude hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHude for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sims hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Howard and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Waslowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuller scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waslowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHude. Brown reaches second base with a double. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHude hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Waslowski, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown is hit by the pitch. Alves moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Waslowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Waslowski takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuller covering, for the out. Waslowski moves to second. 1 out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Waslowski moves to third. 2 outs. Karl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Harper reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Waslowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Waslowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waslowski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fuller is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHute is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaHute is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHute takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaHute moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. LaHute moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes LaHute. The slide. Sims applies the tag. LaHute is out. Two outs. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Waslowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waslowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Stang now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.